Tamara Annette of Heber Valley Artisan Cheese says they, along with other local businesses, wanted to work on a shared project at a time where many people are in town.
We really just wanted to have something that they could stop by and see that's low-key and fun and doesn't require an additional charge. And so we pulled together as a team and decided that, you know, an ice sculpture exhibit would be the best option.
The 13 commissioned sculptures are being produced by Amazing Ice Creations, which created similar pieces for the 2002 Winter Olympics. Each sculpture will represent the Heber Valley businesses who sponsored the event.
For example, we're honoring the agriculture history and heritage of our valley, so we opted to go with a tractor and a hay wagon. Judy's Donuts in Midway has recently opened, so they're going to showcase a beautiful frosted donut as part of their ice sculpture. Dairy Keen, which is a long-standing business in the Heber Valley, is going to do the iconic train.
And it says the exhibit could be extended if the ice sculptures hold up past the 4th.
We'll just kind of extend it on a weather basis, kind of like the ice castles are at the homestead. We'll evaluate, hey, are these good? Are they great? And if so, we will extend those days.
The exhibit will be open from 10 a.m. to dusk, and that encourages all members of the public to come and check it out.
We want people to come and enjoy the great outdoors, especially just from the farm perspective, great view of Mount Tippecanoe. You catch a good midway day, you've got beautiful blue skies, just a chance to get out and enjoy and have something to see.
As part of the event, visitors will be able to vote on their favorite sculpture. Heber Valley Artisan Cheese will announce the winner after the event closes. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.